Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining me online, it's the Mayor of Orange. Good morning, Reg Kidd.
Morning, Neil. Neil, how are you? How's the web feet going?
getting good at jumping across puddles and falling in a few as well. How much have you had at your place?
Well, I'm up around, I'm getting close to about 150 for the month, which in the alternatives is about 6 inches.
Wow.
And that will put it in line with very, very wet July we had in 2016 and a very wet one in, I think it was 1998. So, yeah, quite incredible. And I think Orange is about 850 a year, and I reckon we'd be pushing up around the 700 already. Yeah. 700, 750, yeah.
And we've still got the rest of winter, spring to come on as well.
Yep.
Look, I'll tell you what, though. This COVID problem that we've been experiencing, it's resulted in a postponement of the council elections.
Yeah, they put them back till the 4th of December, and I can understand. I mean, you know, there'll be some people, you know, I mean, keyboard warriors again, people are not running, but I think it gives people the opportunity, you know, with the lockdown, that you can't get around and get your convolutes and literature you're going to hand out. And I think the most important one, to get a profile, you know, pressing the flesh, getting around and talking to people and having talks, you know, on what you stand for. Mm. So it'll give people the opportunity to hopefully we'll come out of this these lockdowns, a better opportunity to do all those sorts of things, and it may encourage more people to run.
Yep, absolutely right. Okay, so the 4th of December is the new date.
4th of December, that's 4 days before my birthday, and I know you knew that. My birthday.
Yeah, that's right. I'm already saving up, don't worry. All right, COVID testing, it's been going well, and the great news is we've had no other reported cases other than that one case that we had that got us here at the beginning.
No, that's fantastic, and a big thank you to all people out there that have been going and getting tested, and if anyone hasn't, don't forget, you've still got the day to get out there. Look, a bit of commentary on, you know, my results haven't come back for 3 days, and I know someone whose results come back in 1 day. Well, look, they go to different pathology labs,
right,
and
right.
they're really stoned under at the moment. Mm. Just think about, I think yesterday 103,000 tests were done. Well, just think, put it back in mind, if you had a blood test done or some other sort of pathology test done for whatever medical reason, it's usually a week or so before they come back. So be a little bit understanding there. I know it's frustrating, but a little bit understanding there. But the greatest news is they come back negative, and the testing of the sewer, which is another test that we can do, has been negative. And I can just say by looking around and going around those stations over the weekend, there wasn't a lot of people moving around, so that's fantastic. People have been adhering to the rules and not doing what those silly people did in Sydney, which, I mean, holy dooly, that's just putting... I mean, here they are out protesting because they don't want lockdowns, and this could exacerbate the problem. I just can't believe it. It's like it's an oxymoron.
And the poor treatment that our police officers received, and you know, we all saw it on the news. It's really morons, I think. You don't need to put the oxy in front of it. Now, let's talk about council meeting. There's one on tonight. It's going to be a Zoom meeting, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Zoom meeting. This is the one I had to postpone last Tuesday. That's when we went into the lockdown. So we'll be Zooming tonight, and it'll be online for anyone on WhatsApp, and just hope that meeting then moves into midnight. We're out of lockdowns. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think we're looking good, but we'll be waiting for clearance from the Premier on that.
Yeah, for sure. It's certain. Look, I think the one thing it does show that the importance of getting tested if you've got any symptoms at all. I've been reading a lot over the weekend about that rapid antigen test. I think down the line, things like that will be used just because it will pick up, particularly if you're infectious. I think the new norm will be part of using that, but it's not approved at this stage in Australia, but they're certainly using it in some other countries.
Mm.
I think... Look, I really do think the other things that are coming out of this that, we're resilient people. We've been through worse problems. We've been through wars. We've been through the Spanish flu and the Great Depression. And, it's hard. It's frustrating. But if you work together as a community, you get there.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Mate, thank you as always for your time this morning. Have a good one. Stay safe. Talk soon.
Terrific. Thanks, Dale, and have a great week.